It is your pre-match warm-up as we look ahead to Leeds United this Saturday night at Anfield, 7:45 kickoff. Ian Ryan, Mo Stewart, John Gibbons, Mike Kearney, all in the studio. The view from Leeds, smack bang in the middle of all of this. And Mike, as we're about to record, it's just been announced that Jürgen Klopp will not receive a touchline ban for his antics against Manchester City, which, on top of a nice win against Ajax, feels like another little boost.
Yeah, and maybe a little bit of common sense prevailing in the long run. Like he's admitted that he lost his head a little bit and chased him, but you know he's just seen some GBH on the pitch. So fair play to him.
It's well within his rights.
Yeah, he's well within his rights, and it's massive, isn't it? Because as much as we'd be confident after watching what we did last night, you know, it's always nice to have your manager on the pitches because he's the tone. He sets the tone. Even though he got, when he missed with COVID and stuff like that, gone by, we've had Pep Linders to step in and do well. He's the man who sets the tone, who everyone looks to. So it's massive that he's there. And yeah, it's just a case of getting in and getting out with another win and keep the momentum going from Ajax.
Mo, I think before every game, I've pretty much used the phrase must win.
Yeah.
But going into this one, I don't think it could be underestimated, just the effect of getting through to those Champions League knockout stages when so many big teams have gone out at this stage. Mm-hmm. Getting through to the knockout phase ahead of this one feels significant.
Yeah, I did think there was going to be a lot of what we said last week before Forest being said again today. But you're right, the Champions League, it's something that's always an important thing for Liverpool, regardless of how the league's going. We always need that as well. So to know that we've got that boxed off and we can just put it over there and not have to think about it until February is really good because it buys us a bit of time, a bit of space, because we are clearly still trying to figure things out. There's lots of plates being spun and lots of people trying to do things that they aren't used to do. And we are kind of having to hang on a little bit towards the World Cup, just make sure we stay on the coattails of people. But like I say, having that other bit boxed off does give us a little bit more breathing space so we can attack these last few league games and really go for them.
Staying on the coattails, Gibbo, is important. I think the Forest defeat clouds things a little bit because I think it's one that everyone just thought will push them to one side. Liverpool are in a decent run of form. Forest aren't great. And that game almost kind of takes care of itself. But we do have the defeat. But saying that, if they go and put Leeds to bed Saturday night, that is 5 out of 6 wins, which is not bad at all.
It's not, but it's an if with this Liverpool team, and that's the thing, isn't it? Like, normally we'd be going into a home game against Leeds United, you know, thinking of, you know, 3 points, hoping for a good performance and hoping for the fun Saturday night here, planning karaoke and whatever else.
Talk to me, John.
I mean, we're still doing that, but, you know, you're a little bit more nervous about the game. That said, I mean, the home record's phenomenal. And, you know, that's been the constant. It's been away in the Premier League where we've really struggled, you know, yet to win on the road in the league so far this season. But the home form's remained pretty resolute. Obviously, there's points that we've dropped that we'd rather not. But generally, as I say, you know, at home, that this long unbeaten run continues, and hopefully will continue for a little bit longer.